Welcome to Student of the Game Podcast, where we help you master the fundamentals, fall in love with practice, and win at the game of life. I'm your host, Brad Knoll. Welcome to the classroom. Welcome back to another episode of Student of the Game. I'm excited today. I'm with my guy, Dustin McKibben, Art Home Photo. Welcome to the podcast, Dustin.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brad.
I know we've been trying to do this a long time, but your business is blowing up and you're busy and you know, we're all just trying to, you know, keep one foot in front of the other. But I'm really interested to talk to you today. You know, I kind of gave you the background of this podcast, and it's all about mastering the fundamentals, falling in love with practice, and winning at the game of life. And you do a lot of work for us. But wow. I know you're well talented. So I want to hear what all do you do? What does Art Home Photo do? And how'd you get started?
So we get the question a lot that, oh, you're just another real estate photographer. How much competition do you have in your market? And I always say we have no competition in our market because there are quite a few real estate photographers, but we are the only real estate marketing company. That is our brand position. We like to come alongside realtors because many realtors treat listing photos as just sort of the same as getting your carpet cleaned. They can plug and play, and we like to come alongside our real estate professionals and treat them like family, treat them like friends, and really dive into their business and figure out how to help grow their business versus just taking the next photo.
How'd you get started? Like, you know, I remember you telling me one time, like, you've actually been trained in this and you went to school, you know, for it. What's been your background?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I went to college up in New York for photography and used to DJ weddings back in high school. And just kind of fell into shooting weddings to pay for college for a high volume wedding studio in New York. We were shooting every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'd shoot like 300 weddings a year, and where I could like close my eyes and like shoot a wedding and do amazing. And then fast forward, kind of similar season of like you had where you start to have kids, and wedding photography is just not a very sustainable business when you have children. Because at first it's great because you're only working on weekends, and then all of a sudden you see, oh, I'm going to miss that ballet performance. Oh, I'm not going to make it to that t-ball game. And I started dabbling in real estate photography as just kind of a side thing. And I started running the numbers, working on the metrics of like, how could I make this something more than just this helps pay for groceries? And I started talking to some people and really just made an effort. And then COVID kicked my butt into like, hey, what if all of your weddings cancel? What does that look like for you? And I was like, that does not look good. And so I threw everything I had that I would normally put behind marketing and getting brides and getting events and getting portraits into how can I get more houses? How can I build more relationships with realtors to show them that I want to help grow their business? And by doing that, grow my business. And by doing so, we started shooting like 5 houses a day, 10 houses a day, 20 houses a day, and just kept growing and growing. And next thing I knew, I was like, if I don't want to get divorced, I need to build a team and bring on some people to help me so that I can put my kids to bed at night. And so it was kind of interesting. We went from one end of the spectrum of just doing one house a day to now I'm like, okay, I'm drowning in work. I need to start, you know, systematizing, getting help, building it out.
That's awesome, because I think, you know, most of these listeners are on the podcast are small business owners. You know, they're salespeople, they're small business owners. They're people who want to start a business. And if you're listening right now, you know, our goal is never to bring you people that are successful and talk about the success that they're having, because that's not real life. You know, a lot of this is like, what's the lead up? You know, what's the glow up? You know, what are the challenges and the struggles? Because then it makes Dustin real. You know, when we talk about Dustin's challenges, it makes Dustin real. When we say, oh, he's shooting 20, 30, 50 homes a day and has this big team, without talking about the challenges or the sacrifices, we're not doing a service to the listener, to you, the listener. So as we go from the intro to, you know, you're trained in this, you've done weddings, you've done, you know, probably grad pictures, you've done all these homes now and videos, and you said you're a marketing company. I can go back and I can tell you almost exactly the home that we met in where you started giving me some ideas. And as one of the top producers in the market, you know, that's new for me. Not a lot of people come to me and tell me how to run my business better. And that's something that I appreciate. One of our core values is grow constantly. And the fact that you came to me and you said, hey, what if you tried this? What if you did this? And you pushed me. And I think all people who want to grow their business and all people that want to be successful have that growth mindset. And you were that person for me. And you know, you really started encouraging me. And so I'm going to send you some flowers earlier in the podcast. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, it's because of you that you really got us going on marketing as a whole. We've always taken professional photos. You know, one of our standards is we always take professional photos. We'll get into this a little later. I want to hear some of your stories about iPhone pics and, you know, some of the things that you've seen that are really bad in the market. But to be successful in this, we just talked off camera and we talked about the E-myth, and the E-myth is the entrepreneurial myth. And this is probably where you're at. If you're listening right now, this is probably where you're at. Most entrepreneurs, most people start a business because they're a technician. They're good at something. They're good on computers. They work at a computer shop. And now they want to go start their own business because they want to make more money and have more freedom and flexibility. What they don't understand is how to run the business. They don't understand the marketing, the accounting, the bookkeeping, you know, the management, the leadership, all the things that go into it. I want to talk about what are the fundamentals to being fantastic at what you do. In order to put together the team of people and the quality of work that you do, what are the fundamentals to being great in your space?
Well, I would even argue with us personally, our business, when I stepped into this space and tried to figure out how do we stand out? How do we be different? And I just wanted to lean in to what I was good at. And many people will say, well, that's obvious, Dustin. I know the answer to that question. You're good at taking pictures or you're good at taking video. And I would argue, absolutely not. Like when I went to college, like I was probably the least talented photographer at that school. And what I learned quickly was what I was good at is building relationships and just loving on people. And so I would just attach myself to people who were far more talented and knew far more than I did. And so my roommate in college was the top photographer in school. And so if I was just like, hey, can I bring you lunch today? I'd love to learn why you're doing this the way you're doing it. So same with wedding photography. I was taking out the top wedding photographers out for dinner, learning how are you doing this? How are you building this business? And with real estate, I wanted my mission to be not how can I provide the best photography? I think that is a standard for us. It's more like, how can I love on you more than anyone else? How can I care about you and your business more than anyone else? And I tell everyone on our team, if someone out cares us, then we've failed. I want every realtor, mm-hmm. when they think about us, to be like, dang, like they cared not just about me, but they cared about my client. When they came into our home, my client's home, like they felt like they were an extension of our business, and they actually reflect and shined what I want for my client. So that's always our goal. So think about Chick-fil-A. When you go to Chick-fil-A, at the end of the day, it's just a chicken sandwich place. But like, mm-hmm. I would drive from New York to Indiana in between college breaks, and I would stop at Chick-fil-A religiously for lunch. And the reason why is because I'd go through that drive-thru and there would be someone there to clean my windshield. They didn't have to do that. But boy, did that speak volumes to me as to like, they made me a customer for life because they went out of their way to do something so small that just made my day so much better. As like a poor college kid that didn't have to now go through a car wash on his way from New York to Indiana. And now I can see through my windshield and this is in the winter. Guys out there in a freaking parka scraping off your windshield, cleaning it off. And I was like, gosh, no one will out-care Chick-fil-A.
I mean, what you're talking about right now is exactly the reason we started the podcast. Outside of my main goals for this podcast, student of the game, right? Student of the game, to me, the definition of student of the game is staying curious and picking up clues in other industries. That Chick-fil-A that you stopped at made you a better business owner. Like it showed, mm-hmm. it showed you something like, wow. And what I heard you say is, if you're listening, you know how much we talk about relationships. At the end of the day, relationships win. That's our motto. You said one of the fundamentals is relationships, building relationships, mm-hmm. relationships. That's one of the keys. I want to go back to the E-myth real quick. So the reason most small businesses fail is because they don't understand how to run a business. And what you're saying, Dustin, is like, if you can get this piece right, if you can get the relationship piece right, so many things will fall into place. Like mm-hmm. so many things will fall into place. And by outserving our competition, by outgiving our competition, you're really not, you're only in competition with how good you can be for other people. Like that's right. the only competition. The biggest competitor I have is when I wake up in the morning, if I'm going to have a good day or not. If I'm not mm-hmm. going to have a good day, that's my biggest competitor. When I'm on, watch out. Nobody's stopping me because I'm about serving others. And mm-hmm. and that's what you guys are doing. You do so many things. So as a leader now, relationships are critical to your business. And I just talked about where you stood out for me. Okay. And as one of the top agents in our market with a lot of listings and, you know, understanding marketing, understanding things like you push the envelope. And I told you that growing your business, what's something else that's like a fundamental, something that is just critical. It's like a staple of who you guys are.
Well, I mean, that's why I think you and I's businesses get along so well is because of our core values of relationships. And, you know, it's through the relationships we built that led to just last week, I got the opportunity to photograph the new mayor of Fort Wayne. You know, it's those little dominoes of people who know people who know people that just introduce you to someone. And so, I mean, I've not ever really done a whole lot of marketing for Art Home Photo. I've not really done any, you know, outreach of sense. It's just been, hey, I've heard great things about you. Can you come take, you know, photos of a house or sit down and grab coffee with me and tell me how I can maybe do better this year than last year? And I love that. That lights me up because we can take great pictures, like I said, but I want to help you succeed because when our clients succeed, we succeed. And at the end of the day, that's what matters the most to me.
I want to, before we get into falling in love with practice, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you as a leader and growing your business. How did you get over the point in time when you got big enough that you weren't the only one taking photos, you weren't the only one editing, you weren't the only one, you know, answering the call? Like how'd you get over that point of time when you almost had to give up control a little bit to somebody else?
Like delegating?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we'll come back to delegating. Most leaders, I don't think effectively delegate. They don't understand what delegating means. We're going to put a pin in that, but yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it was a challenge. But so Riley was our first hire. Riley is one of our lead photographers. I hired him at 19. He was working photography for another real estate company. He saw greener pastures at Sweetwater, went to Sweetwater, got sick of working in the warehouse environment there and had a thirst for being creative again. And someone linked us together and yeah, he came on, worked for me. And I just remember it was like having a fourth child. Like I was like teaching him something he already knew, but like teaching it to him in a new way. And, you know, also kind of showing him like how credit cards work and getting to like nurture him and love on him. And I was like, that kind of showed me like what kind of team I wanted to build. It wasn't like I just wanted every relationship of an employee owner perspective to be transactional. I wanted it to be someone that I could just love on and be family. And that's when I started to really dive into like the culture of building a team and what that looks like. And so that's really moving into 2024, not to date us, but like that's really what we're working on right now is just what does the culture at Art Home Photo look like?
That's fantastic because one of the things that, you know, I hear from a lot of small business owners, people who want to grow, people who want to start their own business. And I think if I can just speak from a real estate standpoint, you know, realtors have this, and again, anytime you make generalizations, you're probably wrong. But if I can make a generalization, a lot of realtors, I think they struggle with, and if you're listening to this and this is something you struggle with, you know, I went through it. You know, everybody's going to go through it to an extent. Your name is on the sign. You are the ones mm-hmm. that have the relationship with the clients.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, in order to provide the best quality service you possibly can, back to your Chick-fil-A story, the person making the sandwich, Truett Cathy is not making your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Truett Cathy is not washing your windshield. You know, I believe people will introduce and refer business to you at the level in which they get served. Not because it's Dustin, not because it's Brad. Now that's where core values come in. Let's go back to delegation for a second, because this is something that I'm working on myself as a leader. And mm-hmm. all leaders, I think, whether I think this is a great parenting tip, actually, as I'm as I'm thinking through this. There's a difference between delegation and abdication. Abdication is a straight line. I'm going to give you something and expect you to do it. And I think most people get confused that that's what delegation is. I'm going to give you something and expect to do it. That's actually abdication. I'm going to abdicate my work to you. I'm going to trust you to do it. True leadership, when it comes to delegation, is a loop. Delegation as leadership is a loop. I'm going to give you something, and then I'm going to come back to you a day or two later, and I'm going to follow up, and I'm going to say, hey, you know that thing that I gave you to do? How's it coming? Do you have any questions? What do you need my help with? Because this is where I think we get so busy, you know, going through the day to day, that most leaders or most small business people, they abdicate to their team. Hey, go do this. Hey, go do this. Hey, go do this. Hey, go email. Okay, I'm done. Okay, go email again, or go build this presentation. But true delegation is a loop where you come back as a leader, and you can then coach and train and manage and equip the people you're working with to grow. And that ultimately is what's going to continually raise the level of your performance, raise the level of your company, raise the level of your leadership. And so, like I said, that's something I think a lot of realtors, they get so caught up in, you know, this is my name on the sign. I control everything. You know, nobody does it better. Nobody fills out the paperwork better than me. And I kind of have this sense that most small businesses like yourselves probably go through that at times. And what you're saying is you got so much joy out of coaching and teaching and training Riley that now I'm sure Riley's doing the same thing to other people who join your team, like helping them, you know, go through it. And there's ripple effects to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody once told me, I think it was my friend Dakota, and then I'm sure someone told him this, but it's like, build a business so big that the people who work for you, their dreams can live within your dreams. Like, dream just so large that everyone else can be within that. And I think that's what we're trying to do. So that's how you retain amazing talent. If you can grow something that their goals, their dreams, their ambitions can all still fit within that, then you can keep that culture going.
There's an amazing book by Gino Wickman called Traction. And he talks about a visionary and an integrator. And I think in most successful partnerships and businesses that grow, you've got to have one person who's a visionary and another person that's the integrator. You know, if you talk about somebody who sets this big vision, well, that's great, but who's going to do the details? You know, and you talk about the person who's great at the details, well, are you moving in the right direction, or are you doing details that don't matter? Are you so good at the details that you haven't stopped and kind of picked your head up out of the sand to say, are we going in the right direction? And so that's a healthy relationship of a couple different people. And I totally agree with that, Dustin, because, you know, I tell my team all the time, if you have bigger goals than what we can provide for you here, then more power to you. Then go somewhere else.
Right.
And part of my job, part of my job description is to set the vision and to set the goals so that people can see themselves here, and not just here today, but growing, just like you said, growing in this role. You know, I could talk about this all day long because I love leadership. I love teamwork. I believe in it. I believe that you as a leader, you as a team can go so much further than you could on your own. I'm living proof of that, but I want to hear the dirt, like falling in love with practice. If somebody listening right now says, I want to get into photography, give us the dirt. What are the things that you love to do that you actually think would turn somebody away? And before you answer that, my goals when somebody calls, cause we get people calling a lot, like, hey, how can I join the team? I want to get into real estate. I want to talk to somebody like it's the hardest day they're going to experience and see if they still want to get in. You know, because that's the stuff I love. So what do you love about the behind the scenes? What do you love about practice? What are some things that most people would probably be shocked that you do?
Well, I mean, I probably get calls every week or every other week from parents that they're like, hey, my son or daughter is thinking about pursuing photography. What would you recommend? They're looking at such and such art school or, you know, this or that.
They got the iPhone 15 Pro. They're great with it.
Yes, they love the Snapgram chat. So I'm like, well, yes, obviously I've made a living using, you know, this thing we call a camera. But really, like, you know, what I pride myself on is just how much I care about people. So it's like, and just being a tactician of business in general, you know, I think you can make a business out of anything. Like you can, you know, make a business as a potter. You can make a business as a guy who makes necklaces. Heck, I just talked to someone last week that made $20,000 selling bracelets. You know, like you, if you really hone in your craft, but then also not, don't forget the business side of it. Like you can be successful in anything. I think where parents get concerned and where, you know, individuals, students get concerned is, well, I just want to focus on being creative. And then, so if that's your case, like maybe being a business owner isn't for you and, you know, working for someone so that all you have to do is focus on your craft is for you. Being a business owner isn't for everyone. I mean, you have to stay up at night worrying about like how I'm going to make payroll this week. You got to stay up at night worrying about like, hey, did I get that job done for that client? Like they're going to be upset. How am I going to handle that conversation tomorrow? Like, you know, those are the things that keep me up at night, you know, taxes. That's, ooh, don't even get me started on that.
Paying, like, like, you know, development of your people, right? Like,
right.
That's the one thing people are like, oh, you have a big team. That's cool. Well, let me tell you, there's people on our team that don't go out and sell real estate. Like if, when you sell real estate, when you go out and get clients and when you own a business, you can grow your income. You can grow your sales faster than any other position. But think about the support staff. Like they want to grow their income too. So like, let's come up with some creative ways to grow that. And that's a whole nother conversation. Keep going. I'm interrupting, but I love where you're going with this.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, the ins and outs. And I tell everyone that comes to me, who's like, hey, you know, my dad's a realtor or my mom works for a builder. You know, maybe I should do that. And I'm like, there are so many more ways to make money with a camera than shooting real estate. And I always tell them, like, real estate photography is probably second to maybe newborn photography. And even then, I would still argue that real estate photography is emotionally and mentally more draining than any other kind of photography. And I feel like I've done pretty much all of it, except for maybe like naked pictures. I've done pretty much anything you can do with a camera to make a buck. And real estate photography is just, it's a grind. I mean, because real estate is so reactionary. And so a realtor calls you that morning. Hey, I got a client. They're ready to go. I need you to shoot this house today or tomorrow. And so it's sometimes about us coaching them through, well, why? Like, why do you need us to do that? Why does your client need to list today or tomorrow? And then helping kind of guide them through, well, is the house clean? Is it ready? Have you even seen it yet? Well, no, I haven't. Like, they're on the other side of town. I'm so busy. I haven't been able to get over there. Well, you know, if we get there and we see it's not ready, you know, we waste our time, we waste your time. And then it ends up being Thursday that we get over there anyways. Why don't we just put it on Thursday, giving you time to go over there and check it out. And then you're not going to list it till Friday anyways, because that's when you list houses and we'll get the photos to you Friday. Everyone wins. We get more breathing room in the schedule. You get a chance to go see your client's house. And you still get the photos Friday. So sometimes it's about just kind of guiding people through the path of least resistance, even though they don't see that. So I tell people, you know, hey, go shoot senior photos. There's always a new batch of seniors every year. And that, you know, that pays just as well, if not better. But for me personally, why I chose real estate is because I just love going into someone's home and I love loving on them. Because like, a home sale is like the largest transaction for most of these people's lives. And they're so stressed and they're so anxious. And they go into it with such a, the photographer's going to tell me that something's not right. Mm-hmm. Something's not good. And when I come in and I just say, oh my gosh, like I love what you did here. And just watch their face light up.
Time out. Student of the Game is brought to you by Knoll Team Real Estate. Our mission is to eradicate mediocre real estate transactions. On your largest financial purchase, you shouldn't have to deal with average. We do this by helping you save time, reduce your stress, and helping you keep as much money in your pocket as we can. You can help us out by introducing us to your friends or family who want to make confident real estate decisions, whether buying, selling, building, or investing. At Knoll Team Real Estate, we are connected to a group of realtors who sell one in every eight homes in North America. If you know someone moving out of your area, there's a great chance we can connect them to somebody we know, like, and trust. Remember, relationships win. Now back to the show. I'm going to interrupt now because I know this is what the people are. This is what the people are thinking. So who's your customer? Who's your client? Is it the realtor or is it the homeowner? Because right now you're kind of talking about like two different sets of clients here.
I disagree because the client of the realtor, and by association, I am a branch or I am an extension of the realtor. So by loving on that homeowner, which is where I think every other real estate photographer is different, by loving on that client, I am by association, the realtor loving on that client.
Have you ever got a referral from a seller where it's like, you know, the realtor comes to their house and they're like, well, I had a friend use Art Home for photos and I'd really like to use Art Home for photos. Like do the referrals or the connections ever come from like that's, second generation?
That's how we got started. That's really? How we got started is because of how we ran our wedding photography business. We would have brides.
Yeah.
They would tell their real estate agents like, hey, I've heard that our wedding photographer is doing this now. And we had such an amazing experience with him for our wedding. I would love him to shoot our home. Like that's half of our first, let's call them our first batch of real estate professionals came from our brides and grooms.
That's awesome. To me, it's uncanny like how you can connect some of these dots. Like if you're running a business right now and you just focus on this is my client, I'm territorial, this is how it's always been, you got to start thinking outside the box. You got to start thinking about new ways. I mean, one of the things that I found really early on, you know, and we always say, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Well, you know, when I'm brand new, 23 years old, I'm usually selling homes, or most people are selling homes to people that they know that are 23, getting married, getting their first job. So it's a lot of first-time home buyers. Well, who comes to the inspections of first-time home buyers? Dad, you know, or uncle who used to be a contractor. I saw that as an opportunity. I'm like, you know what? I'm not only going to talk to my clients here, I'm going to talk to their family that they brought. Because if they brought them to the inspection, it means they value their opinion. And I started talking to the dad like, hey, dad, let's talk. What's your role here today? What's your role? Oh, you know, I'm here for my daughter. You know, she's buying a home. She's single. And I'm going to make sure everything's good. I said, okay, great. Well, you know, had I known that you wanted to be this involved, what I would have done is I would have actually had you come on some showings with us. Because what you didn't have the ability to see is your daughter looked at about 12 homes. 11 of them were dogs. And there was one, and there was one that she really liked. And this is the one. And so I just want to make sure you and I are on the same page before you come out here with your axe and start cutting this home down and tearing it apart. Just know 11 of them didn't match up to this one. And what's really cool is that she trusts you enough that she wants your opinion, but she also wants your support. So how about you and I tag team and really support your daughter as she's going through her first purchase? And if you see something that I'd missed or that I didn't see, I would love your feedback on that. And Dustin, that conversation happened so many times that I started getting these parents now like, wow, this 23-year-old, 24-year-old kid really knows what he's doing. He really engaged me. Like that to me was washing the windshield at Chick-fil-A. Like that, I didn't have to do that. That wasn't my client. But then some of these parents start calling and I start listing their homes and they start buying homes. That's exactly what you're talking about. It's like there's so many ways and opportunities to get clients if we just pay attention to it. The clues are there.
For sure.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah,
man.
No, what you just said is so beautiful. I mean, that's such a good reframe too, of like getting someone who's naturally going to come into a situation with pessimism and just being like, hey, I want you to remember, you know, at the end of this, she's your daughter and we're here to support her and give her just positive feedback and not just rain on her parade.
You know, in every transaction, on average, there's 26 people involved in every transaction. And wow. And a lot of realtors get caught up with like, I've got one client, 26 people on average is involved. I have one client, 25 of you people don't matter to me. I'm trying to get this deal done for my client because I'm a great negotiator and I'm this, I'm that, you know, ego, ego, ego. And it's like, listen, there's 26 human beings. When we say the word relationships win, we don't say, you know, only the relationships that benefit me win. We don't say that.
Right.
All, like if you're a human being and you believe relationships win, then all humans win. The processor on the loan wins. The title rep wins. The home inspector wins. Like we're all in the agent on the other side of this transaction. We've gotten more deals done because we've treated the other agent like a client of ours. You know, one of the things that I used to do early on when, you know, I was one of the few agents that had a team and had an assistant. And one of the things that we always did when we went under contract with another agent, there was a 98% probability that that agent did not have a transaction coordinator or an assistant. Okay. I did the math back in the day. This is a decade ago or longer. And so one of the first things my assistant did is when something went under contract, would pick up the phone and call the agent, and they would say, just so you know, I'm Brad Knoll's assistant. I'm going to be taking care of all these details. I know you're busy with transactions. We don't want to infringe on anything that you want to do here, but just in case, we will do everything for you. We will take care of this entire transaction. You know, you negotiate for your clients, but we'll take care of all the back end stuff so you don't have to, because I know what's important and it's your time and you need to be out with your clients. So if there's anything we can do to make your job easier on this transaction, be more than happy to take care of it for you. And the reaction we would get from these agents was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And then you know what happened? They listed a property and then they saw us on the other side of it. They're like, oh, we're going to take their offer. Like,
right.
Like their process is so good. We're going to take their offer. And you guys, I would say you guys are in that same boat. Like you guys are now at this point of, you know, I don't know if you'd say it, but I would say critical mass. Like people call it a Kleenex. Hey, make clean. No, it's a tissue. Hey, let's go rollerblading. No, it's inline skating. And when people think of photography, they think of Art Home. Why is that? What have you done to create this, you know, brand recognition in the marketplace here? I mean, just in Fort Wayne now, you're growing, but talk about how you got to that place of critical mass.
I mean, you probably know that better than I. I mean, I don't have, I guess, the ego to still think that. I still feel like there's tissues out there. But I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like I'm just so focused on serving our people that like I don't think about, I'm never too big to think like, oh, we are the only one. I mean, I did see a stat like a few weeks ago that we've shot more million-dollar homes than anyone else in Indiana, which I think is pretty cool. I think part of that might be because we are spoiled with the lake properties we get up this way. But it's fun to see the houses we see and meet the people we meet and connect with the real estate professionals. I mean, if you look at the list of the top 300 agents, like 90% of those people are clients of ours. Is there a correlation? Who knows? But I'd like to think we're helping some people, you know, pay some bills.
But most people would say like, that just happened. Like, did that happen overnight? Or like, how did you get to the 90% of the top 300?
I mean, I would say that what really separated us from the competition, if again, you can call them that, is just that like, we really saw a void in the market. And I think part of this is because I'm the only real estate professional that I know of in the Fort Wayne and surrounding area market that was not a part of real estate. Like I came into this game knowing nothing about real estate. My father was in real estate. So I had some semblance of like the general idea of how a real estate transaction came to be. But from a marketing perspective, from a logistics perspective, like I came in as a fresh, clean slate. And when I saw nobody was doing video at the level in which I thought video could be done, I was like, this feels like a no-brainer to me. Like this feels like easy, you know? And so I started pitching the idea to a few of our clients. I'm like, hey, have you ever thought about doing a video? Like, nah, like, what would I do with that? So then I'm like, oh, so they don't know what to do with a video. So I need to educate them on what to even do with that video. And so we started like telling them like, hey, put it on Facebook, you know, boost it, put it in some Facebook groups. And they just started getting great success. I talked to an agent last week. He did a video on a home last year. And that one video on that home has landed him 6 additional transactions. And I'm just like blown away that like the power of one piece of marketing that costs just a few $100s can then return, you know, over 10x return. And so that's my goal, is like to keep showing up and providing value. Yes, to speak to your point of like growing pains and critical mass. I mean, we have a building now, we have a sign on the road. It feels like, you know, we're one step below a Walmart, but it's, you know, but now I've got overhead, I got rent, I got, you know, insurance. I'm moved into our new space and didn't have a water heater. It's just the never-ending list of stuff. So it's even though like we're growing, we're serving more people, we're navigating how to still keep all those relationships and like how do we keep on mission with that while also growing a team larger. You know, that's where I love you so much, because I feel like I relate to you, because like as you grow your team, but still valuing the core of how do we keep these relationships at the core of what we're doing, but also expand so we can serve more people. That's always the crux of it all.
Yeah. I think if you lead with that, you're always going to be okay. Right. I mean, I've always told my wife, if we go out of business, it's because we outgave, you know, our ability.
Right.
You know, we just gave everything away. And I think it's important to understand, you know, the behind the scenes, like falling in love with practice. You know, let me speak to that kid out there whose parent is in real estate and they said, I'm going to, you know, start with my, you know, my mom sells houses. Well, based on the law of averages, your mom probably sells about 10 houses. And if you charged what the going rate is, you couldn't pay your car note. So mm-hmm. you're going to have to find some more clients. And that's part of it, right? That's part of your lead generation strategy. And we talked about this with Kelly a little bit, you know, in a previous episode. It's like there's tons of lead generation strategies. There's tons of lead generation right. strategies that work. There's a lot that don't mm-hmm. work, but there's a lot of strategies that work. We just believe relationships win and we're going to double down. You know, all of our chips are on the table when it comes to relationships and growing those. But I want to know, as we kind of start to wrap up a little bit, you've had some amazing success. You have a background in this. You have a different vantage point than most people. And obviously it's not easy. You're right. It's every day's hard, but it's a labor of love. And, you know, you really did a great job of explaining how you fall in love with practice and what that means for you. But as we close and we talk about what is winning at the game of life look like for Dustin and Corinne, what is an art home photo? What is winning at the game of life look like for you guys?
I would say being at my son's baseball practice, locking eyes with my daughter during gymnastics, being able to read that story at bedtime. Like in the season I'm in right now, like those are my priorities, is being able to be that parent that my kids know, oh yeah, dad was there. Dad saw me do that. You know, even though like they might be crazy and my son might be picking dandelions in the outfield and throwing his mitt at another kid, but I was still there. And so like that right now is the battle. That is the hill I'm climbing and fighting to be on, to be at all those events. Because otherwise, why did I fight so hard to build this and then not be there? So that is, I think, priority number one. Priority number two is building a team that feels loved, building a team that feels cared for, building a team that feels connected and like they're a family within themselves. And so right now, like winning on a professional standpoint is that, and winning on a Dustin personal level is being at the family functions and learning how to say no to some things to say yes to other things.
I love it. One of my mentors, when I first got started, I probably 4 years in the business. I took 4 years. I'm a slow learner. So I took 4 years to try to figure things out. But one of my mentors told me, he's like, you know what the good life is? The definition of good life. The definition of the good life is both and. It's not either or. Mm-hmm. I want to both be an amazing husband and father and have a successful business. I want to both be a leader, you know, when it comes to faith and be physically fit. Like, I don't want either mm-hmm. or. I don't want to feel like I have to sacrifice or give something up. And I believe we grow in our capacity. So I love that answer. You know, it's one of the reasons why, you know, we continue to grow together is because I understand who you are as a person, not that you do quality work. If you do quality work and you're a jerk, we're probably not going to work together. You know, and so I see that. I see a deeper level in you, and I see, you know, kind of what you're trying to do, and I love it. I think real estate overall. Now, I don't think I know this. I know real estate, the industry, is an isolating business. Like it's an mm-hmm. isolating business, and I think the biggest thing that people need to watch out for is drift. And if you don't have a team, the people who see you, who understand you, who celebrate you, who come alongside of you, who keep you accountable, we're all susceptible to drift, and drift is one of the worst places. I would rather give up than be drifting, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and so I applaud you. I hope your team listens to this and not just hears from you on a daily basis, but hears your heart in how much you care about them and how much you care about, you know, elevating them. I tell my team all the time. I said, you know, I kind of feel like Dr. Dre. You know, I'm an artist, but I'm also the producer. And my job mm-hmm. is to make everybody on my team famous. Whatever lane that's mm-hmm. in, I want to make my team members famous in the real estate industry, whether it's with their clients, in the industry, with our vendor partners. I want people to know who my team members are. And I want to put them on a platform and on a pedestal. And I want to scream from the rooftops how much I love them and how good they are at what they do. And that's just going to continue to create those ripple effects. So as we wrap up, dude, thank you so much for sharing your heart. Thank you for sharing, you know, your backstory a little bit and kind of where you're at today. Most people see you right now as like, oh, you're the guy that just takes photos and videos for everybody. You're the guy who's at all the events taking photos and videos. Well, guess what? you didn't get there overnight. It took a lot of sacrifice. It took a lot of probably some soul searching to figure out as you grow who you want to be, right? But
yep, took a lot of long nights, no sleep.
and that's probably not over, right? I mean, there's different levels to that.
Not by a long shot.
Well, on this podcast, Student of the Game, the thesis of this is relationships win. And the kids these days say, give that man his flowers or give her the flowers. And that's just all about the accolades and the acknowledgments and the encouragement. So as it relates to relationships, who is somebody you want to send virtual flowers to today? Who's somebody that's been instrumental in your life to get you where you are today? Somebody that you just want to send some flowers out to?
It's so funny because I was thinking about this on the way over and how you're the first person I've ever heard use that term. I was driving down Lima Road probably a couple months ago now, and I was just like really stressed out just about like our business and like some things that were going on in our team. And I was just like, gosh, like there's nobody you can like talk to about this kind of stuff. And I was like, who do I know that's like probably been through these growing pains that I'm going through right now? And I just like whipped out my phone and like your name jumped into my head. And I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I appreciate what you're doing, the growth you've done, like the business you've built. And then Brad just texted back, flowers received. And I was like sitting there, I was like, what the hell does that mean? Like, I've never heard that term. And then I like had to talk to one of my young employees and be like, what does flowers received mean? That means they like received your compliment. Like that they accept, you know, the thing you said. And I was like, oh, got it. I'm so old.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, no, I would say if I had to, my wife, you know, she's gone along this journey. I feel like so many other people, if they went along the same journey as me, their wife would never, that's what all my friends said. My wife would have never let me like do these long nights, these early mornings, these like all of the stuff that's required to build the thing you've built. My wife would have never given me the rope that she's given you to flex and stretch and just kind of build this thing. So my wife, first and foremost, for just giving me the space without making me ever feel like our relationship was on the rocks. And that's I awesome. Love her so much for that. And then secondly, I would say our office manager, Lily, like she has been pivotal in helping us grow this. Like you said earlier, it's like you can't go as far and as fast alone. And she has just been huge in helping grow our culture, helping embody the love and care that we put into our team, into our clients' clients through her. She's been huge. She's getting ready to welcome her first child in like a month and a half. So we're just so excited for that. But then we're really excited for her to get back to work. but no, she's been huge. I would give her flowers every day for putting up with me because I'm not easy to put up with. But yeah, and then I would just say like, my parents for supporting me, and then people like you and you specifically for just seeing the vision of what we're doing and helping us grow and being there for when we fall short and giving us, you know, feedback so that we can continue to grow. Because no one ever gave me a playbook. No one was like, oh, you're going to level two. Here's the next playbook. Here's the next chapter. So it's just about like having that accountability, having those people in your life to help you, you know, get to the next hill.
That's awesome. Dude, that's so cool. I echo what you said about Lily. I mean, here's how you know you're building a good business is because I have team members that are like, oh, we need to get a hold of Dustin. I'm like, no, just call Lily. Like, just get it. Lily yeah. makes things happen. So shout out to Lily. Dustin, thanks for being on here, man. I want to say something. If realtors in our marketplace, if any of my friendly competitors are listening to this who do not use Art Home, you need to reconsider. And here's why. The first reason is this. I believe that we owe it to our industry to level up. There's some things happening in our industry right now that's going to force us to level up. And when Dustin started doing photo and video for us, it would have been easy for me to say, oh, he's the best. I'm not going to tell anybody about him. He's the best. I'm gonna keep his name a secret. I don't want anybody taking photos as good as us. You know, forget that noise. You know what I want? I want realtors in our community to increase their position. I want realtors in our community to have more success. If you're not willing to take professional photos, get out of this business. because what you're doing is you're about your bottom line. You're not about providing an exceptional service for your clients. You cannot, mm-hmm. I don't care if you got the latest iPhone or gadgets, you cannot take better photos or videos than what this man and his team are doing. You just can't. So I'm on my soapbox right now, but realtors, if you're listening, get a hold of Dustin, get a hold of our home photo. Their team's amazing.
Call Lily.
Dustin, how can people find you? How can people follow you? Follow in our home. What does that look like?
I mean, we're on all the social gram app chats. I would say the most fun place, which I've not done a great job of promoting, and Delaney, who's on our team, is just incredible at all things social media. She's done an amazing job curating our YouTube channel.
That's cool.
And that's somewhere I'd love people, if you're like, you're just into HGTV and you're into like watching Fort Wayne homes and checking out realtors touring these homes, like it's just a great place to just kill some time while you're on the toilet, just like watching some goofy realtors like show off some houses. And then some of them are of us shooting those goofy realtors, shooting some houses. But then also like one cool thing we do have that, again, just need more hours in a day, is we did roll out an app to help real estate professionals more easily and more efficiently schedule their listing appointments. So you can be in a listing appointment with a client. They can be like, oh, you know, I'd love to shoot this house when the kids are at school and this, that, and the other, because I get off work at this time or whatever. And you can just pull up the Art Home Photo app right there and just schedule the house like from the palm of your hands. It shows you exactly when we're available based on the services you want. And you can just let them know, hey, at 2:00 on Thursday, they'll be here and done.
Fantastic.
And that's just Art Home Photo in the App Store or Google Play, whatever non-iPhone people use.
I hear you. 90% of listeners are iPhone listeners. Anyway, so you're speaking to 10%.
Big data giving all info to Brad.
I think you just mentioned this, but my follow-up question to that was, how can the audience help you win? Who do you want to be introduced to? How can they help you win?
Just keep being open-minded to pushing the envelope when it comes to what you're willing to do with your marketing. I think people get so fixated on, you know, hey, taking professional listing photos is my benchmark of what I do as a realtor. And I would say, like, just stretch your mindset to go one notch above. I'm not saying you have to freaking shoot 20 commercials, but just be open to doing like one video on a house. And then see how that goes. See how that feels with what you have going on. And then maybe do it again and again. And it's just reps, just getting the reps in and feeling like, you know, I can do this. I can do video. I can be on camera. And you'd be amazed at what that would do for your business.
Dude, awesome.
So just being open-minded, to summarize, just being open, being vulnerable to talk to us, be like, hey, Dustin, I don't feel comfortable doing video, and let us coach you, let us help you, let us direct you, and just take the stress off your plate and just let us help you grow your business for 2024 and beyond.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us today on Student of the Game. We believe relationships win. I appreciate my relationship with you, Dustin. Keep up the good work in our marketplace, and go follow Art Home. Go check out their YouTube page. And those are some things that we've done too. We started a YouTube page. We're like, hey, we're paying for these videos. Let's use them again. Let's create a YouTube mm-hmm. page. So we're doing the exact Absolutely. Same thing. I love copying and modeling successful people. So appreciate you listening. Follow us @_BradNoel_ with a lot of good content from a lot of our guests that we have on the show. And if you like this episode, leave a review. You know, let us know what you like and shoot me a DM if you got somebody that you think would be a great guest on this podcast. But as it relates to today, Dustin McKibben, Art Home Photo, I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you. Can I add one thing that I forgot all about?
Go for it.
So just a testament to Brad and his team. I love all of them so freaking much. I'm actually headed to shoot for one of them right after this. Good old Charity Middleton. I love her so much.
Shout out.
But this past weekend, I had the opportunity, and I got approval to say this on the air. I had the opportunity to go and photograph one of Brad's agents propose to his soon to be wife. And oh my gosh, that was like weddings are awesome. Engagements are awesome. But shooting a proposal, there's just like, you feel like, some people say I'm a bit empathic. So like I can feel what other people feel, which is what makes me able to care at the level I can care. But I could feel Trevor's emotion and Trevor's energy and his like anxiety. And it was like, just getting to see him go down on one knee and propose to Madison. It was, I will never forget that moment. Like, it was so friggin' special.
So
I just want to thank you for connecting me with Trevor and getting to watch him grow and watch him be a freaking rocket ship, getting to watch him be on freaking Real Producer Magazine and just celebrate him and get to like live through these milestones alongside him and your team. And can't wait for the wedding.
If you can't cheer for other people, we can't be friends. And the fact that you're listening to this today, the fact that Dustin is talking about this, you know, cheering for other people is one of the greatest gifts in life. And I appreciate you sharing that. I'm a big fan of Trevor Day's. Congratulations, T Day, here on the pod. When this airs, it'll be old news. But congratulations, and relationships do win. And especially good relationships, because she said yes, and
she did say yes.
so in this case, relationships still win. So, Dustin, thanks for being a part. Thank you, the listener.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. And until next time, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Student of the Game podcast. Whatever game you are playing, I'm cheering for you. See you in the next class.